Howdy neighbors, Ron Hay, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking horn flies with Dr. A.J. Tarpoff in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer Cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cuperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
Extension veterinary specialist Dr. A.J. Tarpoff says when it comes to horn flies, it's all about the season. And we're about ready to get into round two of horn flies being a problem for many of our beef cattle producers.
Horn flies are a blood-sucking fly that actually spends the majority of their life on cattle. Okay, they only leave cattle to actually drop eggs into the fresh cow pies. So when they spend their entire life on their back, we see a big peak in the spring when those larvae are coming out from the manure and actually going out for their first bit of blood. Afterwards, they thrive in cooler, moist environments. During the hot summer months, do we still have horn flies? Absolutely, but it's not the big peak that we have in the spring. What happens during late summer, and we're talking coming up here pretty quick, late August, early September, when the temperatures start to go down, the humidity levels rise a little bit, we have less of the really hot, really dry days, it's prime time during that late August, early September for another peak in the hornfly population.
With a possible second wave of hornflies just around the corner, Dr. Tarpoff says it's important that you got a plan for your cattle herd.
Okay, what has already been done so far earlier in the year? Have you used a fly tag? Have you used different type of spray applications? When were they done? When are you anticipating them to wear off? Because if you put a long-acting ear tag into some of these cattle in early May, it will be finishing its productive life. That ear tag with the insecticide in it will be finishing its productive life by the time early September hits, and all of a sudden we have the next peak of these fly populations. So we need to have a plan in place.
And Dr. Tarpoff has some ideas on how you could approach that round two of your battle with horn flies.
As those fly tags, the parasiticide in the ear tag starts to wane, it actually goes to a subtherapeutic dose of some type of chemical, whatever is in that ear tag. When that happens, well, the flies are still exposed to that chemical, but it's not killing them. Okay, so it's not doing anything. That's when resistance can happen. So what we do is during the later summer, later into that season, we actually have to run those animals through and actually remove those ear tags. Okay, and this is a prime time that we can use another treatment, usually our sprays or our spot-on treatments, because they have low residual activity. And the products that we use that have low residual activity, there's a much less likelihood of developing resistance. These late season treatments, the big thing to think about is the fly population out of that pasture has been exposed to one chemical if they've been using an ear tag all season. So what do we do at the end of the season? That we should assume that some resistance is built up in that population. And what we do is we can switch it up, okay? So we used one type of fly tag season long. Here we're getting later in the season. We pull that tag that's already spent. We can pull that out of the ear, and then we can use a spot on or a spray type treatment, but we need to switch the chemical class. Not the name brand. So yes, it's a different name brand, but we're actually switching chemical classes. Okay, so when we switch the chemical class, it does a couple of different things. One, it reduces overall population of horn flies. Number two, any flies that did develop resistance to the one chemical that was in the ear tag, we can actually decrease that overall population so they don't overwinter. We're protecting our chemicals to continue working into the next year.
So a change of chemical, a change of mode of action is the smart thing to do. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.